tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings and Merry Christmas from Burnt Pine, Australia. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Here in the vast oceans of Sector 1, there are thousands of tiny islands and millions of people now preparing for Christmas Eve, which is just hours away here. One such tiny island is Palmerston Island, located in the deep South Pacific and inhabited by 62 people. Joining me by satellite phone is the director of the Palmerston Airport, Chester Nutt. Chester, I didn't think Palmerston was big enough to have its own airport. How many flights do you get there?
One a year, Holly. Santa comes in the dark of night every Christmas Eve.
Well, of course he does. Is it hard to maintain an entire airport for just one flight a year?
No, we just make sure the head of maintenance gets out there and clears out all the coconuts.
Oh, I see. And who would be the head of maintenance for an airport that small?
My cousin Filbert.
Filbert?
Yeah, he's a nut.
With only 62 people living on your little island, Santa mustn't be there very long.
No, he's not. The local TV station tries to capture video of him, and they have to use special equipment. My cousin Hazel says she has a good chance of catching Santa on video this year.
Cousin Hazel?
Yeah, she's a nut.
Wait a minute. Chestnut? Filbert Nutt? Hazel Nutt? Are you all nuts there?
In one way or the other, Holly. It's a small island if you get my drift.
Okay. Well, good luck to all the nuts on Palmerston Island in tracking Santa this year. And Merry Christmas, Chess. From Sector 1, this is Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.